USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate voted 75-18 on Thursday to confirm Nicholas Burns, a widely respected former career diplomat, as U.S. ambassador to China. Mr. Burns is the first Senate-confirmed ambassador in Beijing in more than 14 months. The body of Nyssa Brown, a 13-year-old girl from Bowling Green, was found in a Kentucky neighborhood last night, raising the death toll in the state to 90. Tornadoes devastated Kentucky and five other states 1 week ago. Santa Fe, New Mexico police obtained a search warrant Thursday authorizing them to seize Alec Baldwin's cell phone as they investigate the deadly shooting on the movie set Rust.
The notion that there was a live round in that gun did not dawn on me until probably 45 minutes to an hour later.
ABC News added the music underneath. The cinematographer was killed on October 21st. He claimed the gun malfunctioned. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the Build Back Better bill is on hiatus, Democrats are now focused on taking voting rights away from states.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is turning the attention of the Senate to voting rights as discussion of the Build Back Better Act is on standstill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell tells the Senate on Thursday morning he thinks the Democrats' pursuit of voting reform is a power grab.
We have discussed over and over again why Democrats will not be allowed to federalize our elections and lord over all 50 states like a self-appointed board of elections on steroids. My colleagues across the aisle have pushed absurd bills that would do things like neuter voter ID laws, make every state legalize ballot harvesting.
Democrats say they're targeting voting restrictions in Republican-led states. This as President Biden says he may be willing to wait till 2022 for a vote on Build Back Better if the Senate can pass voting rights legislation.
Tim Berg reporting. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to flood illegal immigrants into our country, the border wall was paid for, and a few months from completion when President Biden put a halt to the project. The president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd on Fox News, says this self-induced crisis is a result of the Democrat lawmakers' decisions.
What they're going to do is they're going to continue to pander to their base. They want to appear like they're trying to energize their base to keep them on board. But the fact remains, when you look at what they're doing, they're lying and they're deflecting. When they lie, they're talking about root causes that have existed forever, for as long as I've been a Border Patrol agent. And then they refuse to talk about what's actually taking place here in the United States, where the root causes exist, the catch and release program. And then when they deflect, they blame President Trump for everything that's going on, when in reality President Trump gave them the most secure borders that ever existed. When you look at what they talk about, it's nothing more than rhetoric. They provide no evidence whatsoever when we can give evidence after evidence, example after example of where walls have worked. In San Diego, when we built walls, it dropped illegal immigration by 80%. El Paso dropped it by 85%. Tucson, it dropped it by 75%. Every single place that we've built walls, it's worked. That's the evidence, yet the Democrats refuse to provide evidence to the American public.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.